State Representative Rick Francis of Perryville joining us for our weekly legislative report here on the radio. And, well, the session is underway, and this really isn't just any session. This is kind of a significant session, especially for people who have an interest in history, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Historic in that it is the 100th General Assembly as we gathered on the state capitol in open session this past Wednesday. The very first General Assembly was convened at the Missouri Hotel in St. Louis on September 19, 1820. I found that interesting because it was a year later that the state was officially admitted to the Union. So 1 year before it became a state, they convened their first General Assembly, of course, first of all, in St. Louis. And then just over 100 years later, in 1919, the 50th General Assembly convened in our current capital there in Jeff City for session. And now you fast forward another 100 years that we've been in our capital in Jefferson City. We meet to begin the 2019 general session. So 200 years, but 100 years in our current capital. And so a little bit of pomp and ceremony, you know, with the General Assembly 100 years there at Jefferson City.
So, Rick Francis, did you get an idea in these first few days of sitting in on all the different meetings and whatnot of what the buzz will be this year, what some of the big priority bills will be?
Yeah, after we elected Elijah Haar from Springfield to be our speaker, and then I was honored to give the nominating speech for John Weeman to serve as the House Speaker pro tem. And so that was certainly an honor for me. And yeah, the buzz in Jefferson City is to continue to try and pass policies that cultivate employers, keep our business with a free marketplace and not try and control our businesses. Of course, with the Republican supermajority, we're going to continue to balance the budget without raising taxes on Missourians. I was very grateful to hear that the legislative's commitment seems to continue to be to fully fund the school foundation formula, which we've done only for the last 2 years. Workforce development, of course, that comes from the governor's main priorities, workforce development and roads and bridges. We've still got this need to confront the opioid epidemic, and so I'm sure there's going to be, you know, some more thoughts and policies to try and help out there. And not that I heard a buzz about it, but I'm going to continue to try and create a buzz about it. That's rural broadband and the need that we have in rural Missouri and our communities to have better internet service. And I filed a bill this week to try and help our rural license bureaus. Just two in my district, one in Marble Hill and one in Fredericktown, is closed. Well, the one in Fredericktown just closed 6 weeks ago, and just a year ago I got the one open in Marble Hill. But we continue to struggle with the number of transactions there, and my bill will not raise fees, but will allow those license bureaus to keep more of the revenue they collect so that they can keep the doors open and continue to provide, I think, a much-needed service in our communities.
And, Representative, as far as committee assignments go, you're hoping next week you'll know more about that.
Yeah, my understanding is I'll have a meeting with the speaker, and we'll go over, and we put in what our hopes and wishes are for the committees, but that doesn't mean that we will get that. I would also mention that we now, as we sit in this 100th General Assembly, we have 115 Republicans and 47 Democrats. We do have one seat that's vacant due to Representative Fitzpatrick, that became the new state treasurer appointed by Mike Parson. You'll remember that Eric Schmidt had been the state treasurer, and he moved up to the attorney general because Josh Hawley became our U.S. senator. So a little bit of a chair switching on the deck here. But we also had a huge freshman class, 56 first-time freshman members to the house. And so I want to shout out to Dale Wright up there in St. Francis and St. Jean and part of Perry County, and also Barry Hovis to my south here in Cape County. So glad to have those 56 freshmen on board, and hang on, fellows, here we go.
Representative, thanks for the visit. Stay safe in all this winter weather that's going to be here for the next couple of months. We'll look forward to next week's interview.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And again, that's State Representative Rick Francis of Perryville.